A Discovery of London. That's London Walks Distilled. London Walks makes the new familiar, and the familiar new. That's London Walks opened out like the petals of a rose. This is the London Walks podcast. Sure enough, it's a discovery of London that makes the new familiar and the familiar new. Like London Walks, the podcast is a potpourri and a many-stringed instrument. Every day, there's a Today in London History Bulletin. Friday's a doubleheader, the London History Bulletin and the weekly podcast. Everything from interviews to readings by the two London Walks guides who are professional narrators, to Helena Jones's brilliant analyses of famous paintings, to extracts from London Walks tours, to retrospectives and look-aheads. All done to the London Walks gold standard. Take you places you wouldn't have found off your own bat, show you things you wouldn't have seen, tell you things you didn't know. Make the new familiar and the familiar new. Change the way you see London. Okay, that's the ringing of the tocsin and the writing on the greeting card. Let's see what's in the box today. London Calling.
TGIF. It's Friday. Bonus podcast day. This one's from superstar guide Adam. It's the last 4 minutes or so of Adam's virtual tour of the Regent's Canal. Adam's Regent's Canal tour is one of the episodes in Liquid London, the 8-part virtual tour series created by Adam and his colleagues Karen, Fiona, Russell, and Simon. It is just a taster, but what comes across unmistakably is that this is a brilliant guide, a world-class guide. Adam's witty, fun, playful, friendly, and of course very well informed. Seeing his London, seeing London with him, you're in the winner's circle. The other reason I've chosen this extract for this Friday special is Adam and Team London Walks are up for a major award, the 2022 Tourism Superstar Award. And to put it very bluntly, we don't just want to win it, we need to win it. We need to win it for reasons of morale, but also for the puff of wind it'll put into our sagging sails. 2 years of this pandemic has got this much-loved little walking tour company right up against the wall. We need a boost. Winning a major award, it's a nationwide competition, would be that boost. More than a boost, a lifeline. I'd add that it's not a competition that's judged. It's a competition that's like an election. The winner is the one who gets the most votes. So this is also an ask. Please vote for us. Please vote for Adam and his colleagues. There are a couple of links on the www.walks.com homepage. Just click on either of them. They'll take you to the polling station. Wait a second or two and the ballot will come up. When it comes up, just put a tick in the circle beside our name, beside London Walks Guide Team. Hit the Vote Now button, and it's a done deed. You've cast your ballot. You've come to the aid of this beleaguered little walking tour company. Many thanks indeed. And on that note, here's Adam, out and about on the Regent's Canal.
Quite modern, you know. These are the Regent's Park Villa. There are six of them, designed by Quinlan Terry between 1988 and 2004. He was commissioned by the Crown Estate to build six wonderful new villas or mansions in broadly classic style. He was invited, in his own words, to step into Nashi's shoes and carry on walking. Isn't that a lovely way to put it? So, neoclassical villas, mansions with flourishes of Gothic here and there. There's my one there. That's where I live. If you just look at the window there, you can wave out. Russell lives in that one next door. We're quite happy living there. A very modern development. There's no mooring on the canal beside there. Can't help but think it has something to do with the residents' needs for, you know, their own privacy. So no moorings on the canal side. It's beautiful, modern, classical villas on the royal, the Crown Estate, which is just along the road from Blowup Bridge. There's Blowup Bridge there. Yeah, I don't think it's a good nickname, Blowup Bridge. It sounds inflatable to me. A blow-up bridge. It's called Blowup Bridge because in 1874 we had a terrific explosion involving a barge called the Tilbury, relevant of our immortal Tilbury Dock out in Essex. A cargo of sugar and nuts with 3 barrels of petroleum. And 5 metric tons of gunpowder as well. What could possibly go wrong? Gunpowder, petroleum, sugar and nuts, bang. That's why it's called the Blowup Bridge. The iron stanchions remain in place. These are the original iron stanchions. The bridge was blown to smithereens, hence the rather blunt nickname, Blowup Bridge, because it blew up. The iron stanchions are the original. They were largely undamaged, but the bridge was destroyed. You could hear the explosion 5 miles away. They say windows were put out within a 1 mile radius. Bang. It brought in all sorts of legislation about carrying, you know, petroleum and gunpowder on the same boat. But that's a bit like bolting the stable door after the horse has exploded, really, isn't it? Lovely spot for a bite to this section as well. Café La Ville, just across the road. You're in central London on this section of the canal. That rather modern looking building there, La Ville. Café, restaurant, fully licensed bar. Straddles the canal. There we go there. Straddling the canal. What a lovely on a summer's day, windows open. It's a beautiful spot to sit. You might get no further. You might choose to sit here at Little Venice for the whole afternoon. And you'll have a nice view as well of my favourite plaque, or one of my favourite plaques in London. Certainly my favourite along the whole canal. Arthur Lowe lived here. Captain Mannering lived at Venice. I received a joyful WhatsApp message from Russell the other day. Russell knows I like to go long walks. He texted me, "I feel I have some Adam in my soul today. I walked the course of the Tyburn from Hampstead down to the Thames." What a lovely walk that is. He had a marvellous time, he tells me, and you're going to see the fruits of that beautiful walk next week when Russell takes us along the Tyburn. But this has been a wander along the canal. Thank you for joining this one. If you'd like to unmute yourself.
Adam, that was just on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, they say that a great guy just